All right, guys, I got a good one for you today. We are sitting here at my bar, and somebody finally took me up on the, hey, if you want to come to my house and do a tasting tequila with Brad, just call me, bring a tequila over, and we'll do it. My friend Eric Cake has came over today to do it.
Absolutely.
I'm fired up about you being here.
Hey, I'm loving it.
And he didn't just bring a plain old tequila. He brought the new Mahinta Symphony Series number 2. So I'm really excited about trying it because I haven't had it yet. It's a fantastic, I'm sure, tequila, because we've all had this one and know how much we love it.
And Blanco's good too.
Blanco's good too. And this one's a 45% alcohol. That's pretty cool. Yep. It's a 45 ABV. It's a repo and it's a symphony barrel, yep. Right? And you told me a second ago, but I don't remember what you said. What were all those states that the oak comes from?
The oak comes from Minnesota, Missouri, Pennsylvania, and Virginia.
There you go. So we got wood from all over the place, and I'm sure it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. We just opened it today, let it breathe for a little while, and been sitting on it for 2 days just waiting to get over here and open it up. So
are you going to be a regular?
It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah, I need a regular.
Drink tequila, absolutely.
And you've got some good tequila while you've been here, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've had 5 or 6 maybe little samples of some delicious stuff, but the nose on this is...
It's kind of funky.
I'm liking it a lot.
I get a little of that malolactic, a little bit of the funkiness. Not a lot, but a little.
Even a little fruity, too, which is different than the Blanco. I mean, Mahinta has got its own flavor that's different than a lot of them. I mean, you drink it, you know it's that. And it's delicious, but this is, I'm really liking the smell on this.
And this one's out of NOM 1499, so this is after the move from 1412.
And I was lucky to find it online. We don't get it here in Indiana, but I found it online, had it ordered and shipped in no time. But like I said, the way it smells, I can't wait to try it.
It's like an $80 bottle?
I think it was, after shipping everything, like $90. So it's not too bad.
Not too bad.
The way it smells worth it so far.
Well, you got the box, too. The box is important.
Oh, yeah.
I keep those up there on a shelf somewhere. Then eventually I throw them away. I like the nose. It's got it has a nice oakiness. It's got a little funkiness.
The fruit,
it's
too.
It's got a little fruitiness to it. Oh, like I'm picking up like a dried fruit.
Yeah, and dried fruit and a vanilla. I'm getting a lot of vanilla on it.
Now that you said that, my brain will find the vanilla. Yeah. All right, here we go. I get that fruit. I get cooked agave.
Yep. Get the oak, definitely.
That vanilla.
But it's a real strong. It's not mild by any means. So it's what every true tequila drinker wants, a good strong flavor to it. And it's not real hot either. I don't think it drinks that temperature.
You get a little bit of the tingle and burn in the front, but really, really easy going down.
Nice long finish to it too.
I picked up a little bit of cinnamon in the finish, the sweetness, and then that like kind of changed to cinnamon.
Maybe a little bit, not so much, but I'm getting the barrel up on the front end and a lot of the fruit.
I get a lot more of the oak barrel smell now that it's been in the glass for a little bit.
It's delicious though. I'd probably buy another bottle, absolutely.
Yeah, my wife's over there. She's going to love to hear me say, I'm going to have to order one of these.
Until it's gone, because it was a limited release. I don't remember how many they said they're going to make, but... And I didn't get a chance to try if they have a Symphony Series 1, but if they have a Symphony Series 3, I'm definitely going to get that, too.
So just in case you don't know what a Symphony barrel is, because some people don't know,
right?
And that's... We talked about the different woods. Minnesota, Virginia...
Missouri and Pennsylvania.
So those are all oaks from those states. And then what they do is, instead of it just being one barrel made with that type of oak, each stave in the barrel is a different kind of oak. And then now, instead of having to double or triple or quadruple oak age the bottle or the barrel, which would be hard to do when you're talking about a repo, you know, you're just keeping that inside of a year. What's happening is your tequila in that barrel is now sitting in all of these different staves, and it's like it's being aged in 4 different barrels at the same time.
And I think it works better than if they had tried doing it each, like 4 different barrels and then merge them together, because it just blends everything together. Just just perfect.
Yeah, that's one way to do it, is to blend. And, yeah. and a lot of places do double oaks and blend them. There's another company that does a symphony barrel as well, and that's Corridos Añejo. Corridos Añejo is a symphony barrel with some Hungarian oak, Missouri oak, some bourbon barrels. I forget all of the different ones. I think it's five different. And the interesting thing was that Anna Maria, who is the master distiller here, was the master distiller of Corrido as well
at the time.
But this was a very old recipe that they made with Corrido and doing a symphony barrel as well. So that's pretty neat. It's seeing some history here. Anna Maria is one of the most renowned female distillers in all of tequila. She actually created the what's called the aroma wheel of tequila. So it helps teach people how to smell and taste and really dig into tequila. So she's a pretty amazing master distiller. So she knocked it out of the park with this one.
Oh, yeah. Next time I go to Mexico, I'd like to stop by the distillery and try it straight from there.
Yeah.
Maybe get lucky and get it straight out of the tap.
No, you got to do a different glass. Oh, yeah. We got to get a different one for this one.
Absolutely.
So this one is the high proof that came out this year, Maestra Selection number one. This was a pretty interesting tequila. We've talked about it on the show before. This is a tequila that, instead of the agaves coming from clones, the agaves actually are grown from seeds. So, you know, that's something that doesn't happen very often in tequila.
Ooh,
this is a
nice
50% 100 proof. This is an awesome tequila.
Yeah, I'm not getting any of the alcohol off the nose that you'd expect from 100 proof on this at all.
This one to me is crazy floral to me. Like I wish I knew what the different smells of flowers were.
Yeah.
To be able to say, oh,
like,
that's...
Like when it's pollinating real well.
Yeah. Here, I didn't pour enough to get good smells. We need to get good smells.
I know, it's a good smell so far. I'm not complaining.
So you get a nice cooked agave, really floral. You get I even pick up a sweetness and some citrus in this one.
Absolutely.
And I've done a review of this one when I first got it. I was pretty excited.
So I can't think of what the flower, it'd be a yellow flower. I can't think of what it's called, but kind of like if you had a wild flower.
A dandelion?
No.
That's a yellow flower.
But
I pulled out gardenia on one the other day because I remembered when I owned a landscaping company, we planted these orange gardenias everywhere. Mm-hmm. And one of the tequilas I poured it, I was like, I remembered that smell of those flowers.
Right.
And like, that's the only flower. I can say rose. Sometimes you get a little rose smell in a tequila, but usually I don't know what the flower smell is.
It'd be like walking by a field of wildflowers that are in its prime and you get that very good.
Like a bouquet
beautiful,
of flowers.
Yeah, a beautiful bouquet.
Got a butteriness to it.
Yeah.
More so than what this did.
It's got a little heat on the tongue at the beginning.
Yeah. Just a little though.
Yeah. But on the nose, I didn't have any hard alcohol on the nose at all. Yeah, that is good.
Well, it's hard to choose between the two now.
Yeah.
If you had to pick, which one would you like the best?
It just depends on the day.
Yeah.
Like a lot of things, you know, we have our everyday drinker, but we don't drink that every day. It's a little this today, I'm in the mood for this tomorrow, and then this next day. It's kind of like music. You know, what's your favorite song? Well, it depends on what the day is. Your favorite blend of that? It depends what the day is.
That's a great, what's the word I'm looking for? Analogy. My wife just said analogy. That is a great analogy that it's like music. Because I have that question all the time, what's your favorite tequila? And I say, okay, well, I have a go-to, which I learned from Rob. Rob's like, this is my go-to tequila. But then in our conversation of that video, we talked about your cherished bottles, right? Mm-hmm. Because we have these bottles that, okay, yeah, I want to say that Fortaleza Winter Blend's my favorite. Well, it's not my favorite tequila, but it's a very cherished bottle of tequila. This falls into that category too, because I can't go get it again. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Right.
That goes to I talk about FOMO, fear of missing out, and then FORO, fear of running out. Yeah.
That's the big one right there.
With these, the Lost Lore Repo beer barrel rested ones, I don't want to drink them because I don't want to run out. They're so good.
Yeah, I've gotten to the point now where I buy backup bottles. I know Tequila Ocho, on their different estates, I got to get a backup bottle because at first I only got the one bottle and I can't get those anymore. I have some that have about that much left in it. And it's like, I look at every day, I'm like, can't drink that because it'll be gone. But
I'm actually going to put in an official written request to my wife that I'm allowed to buy a bottle and a backup bottle.
Absolutely.
That would be really helpful.
You have to have a backup bottle.
Yeah.
Especially on the really, if you get in, it's really good, you got to have a backup bottle.
I think what happened is I just doubled my tequila purchase budget number.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that'll be a good idea.
Yeah, it's definitely a different taste between the two, but they're both
completely different. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're both just dependent on the day. One day you're going to wake up and you say, I got to have that. And then the other day you're going to say, I got to have that. Either one are absolutely delicious.
So I just did them together, like side by side.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's a little more muted
absolutely, in
its approach, but the flavor is completely. You actually, after having this, have a little bit of that after having this. It brings out that barrel taste. You get a lot more of the oakiness and a lot more of the barrel flavor than what I did when it was by itself.
As long as you're going to twist my arm and make me drink a little more.
Taste some more. You got to taste some more.
Ooh, man, that's good. Yeah, I might be looking forward to the UPS man dropping off another bottle of this.
Do you have like a relationship with the UPS guy?
Not really. I don't generally. This is the first bottle I've actually ordered through the mail.
Gotcha.
So it was kind of a gamble, and you're praying that it doesn't get broke in the mail. Just please, please, please. But so it was wrapped really well. The box, on the other hand, it's seen better days. But
who'd you get it from? Where'd you order it from?
I don't remember. Okay. It was straight through, I think, Manta, whoever they're
Mahinta?
Okay. Through there somewhere in Texas.
Okay.
Shipped it out. But yeah, the bottle itself is wrapped really well. Again, the box got a little dinged up, but hey, I'd rather have the box get dinged up than the bottle.
Well, I'll throw a plug out. I don't get paid by these people. I'm always open to a sponsorship from them.
Yeah, yeah.
But siptequila.com.
Okay.
They do a phenomenal job. You order the tequila and it's going to be shipped to you right away. And they're always very well packaged. They do a great job. And then I just ordered from El Corjito out of California.
Mm.
Let me grab my phone and look that up. Oh, I don't have my phone handy. I'll edit this part out. They did a great job too. So, but Sip Tequila, they take great care of you. It's definitely a place to check out.
I've seen them online quite a few times. And like I said, usually I'll try to get stuff locally. But again, here in Indiana, you're stuck with your local smaller one.
Hedera.
I have a small relationship with some of the people at Big Red. And they'll hunt me some stuff down, but I can't get a lot of stuff. And then you got the big box store. We all know who that is. And they have a better selection.
We love Total Wine.
Yeah. But, yep. You want to try it against the
Side
Blanco?
By side? Mm-hmm. This is so creamy and buttery. The Symphony bottle is creamy, buttery, very approachable, a lot of agave flavors. And then when you taste this one right after, that bite, that pepper in the flavor, and it's so much more floral. It's really awesome to have them side by side, actually. So now we'll do that and do a little blend.
Oh, mix it
together.
Two.
That's what I just did. Yeah.
Give that a shot.
Wow. Like, wow. That is crazy good. So that gives you the kind of the best of both worlds. You get that floral, mm-hmm. you get that citrus, you get the barrel.
I guess I'd say this would be more like, if you're out on a date, this would be like dinner and a movie, and this would be like going clubbing. So this is just
so more... would you say this is panties on and that's panties off, or panties off, is that what you're saying?
I'd say this is a little more wild. They're both great, but again, they're their own thing. They're very different from one another just on the day.
I don't know what clubbing means anymore. I'm 56 years old. Clubbing to me means watching a Netflix movie at 7 o'clock and going to bed at 9.
Well, I haven't been clubbing a long time either. I'm pushing 50 this year, so it's not much of a difference.
You old guy, you. Yeah. Tony and I like to eat at 4:30 in the afternoon. That's our favorite time. We go to restaurants
before they get busy.
We get senior discounts. I don't know. Can you get the senior discount out, Tony? Not yet. I can. Actually, this was a funny story. We were at Ace Hardware, and we were buying some plants, and I had some chemicals. And the lady's like, can I see your ID? And I thought, well, I'm not making meth out of this. You know, fentanyl maybe, but not meth. And I said, why? And she said, well, I want to see if you get the senior discount. And I was a little disappointed that she asked. But Tony was more disappointed when she asked for Tony's ID, my wife. But I did get the senior discount. It was fantastic.
I'll take it. I'll take it every day. Oh, man. Mm. This is, again, these two are completely different, but it's also completely different than the Blanco. The Blanco.
Yeah, let's pop some of that Blanco.
Absolutely.
So let's bring the Repo into the game as well. This is more caramely than what this is. Are we running out already? There's an Agave Social Club glass down there. Gotta love those. Are you part of the Agave Social Club?
Not yet. I said,
Do you know about the Agave Social Club?
I've seen something about it, but.
So there's Agave Social Club's kind of like Fight Club. So there's some things we can't talk about, right? People don't talk about Fight Club. But Agave Social Club, you get some glasses, you get some great shirts. You get some access to Doug Price, who is a phenomenal Instagram, social media influencer, content creator. And then one of the coolest things is once a month, there's what's called a sip session. And that sip session is a video where you get to log on and talk to one of the owners of a tequila brand.
Nice.
And you can ask questions. You get to hear them tell their story, but then you can ask a question and say, hey, what about this? Or what about that? And they're really super engaging. It's really cool. Excuse me. It's really cool. Now, Rob Gerard of the Tequila Collective has a membership as well. And he has a similar session where you get to meet with people and talk to their owners as well. And I just joined that club recently. My wife just found out about that just now. there's another one where you're going to get some swag for being part of it, but then you're also going to get some options to be able to buy their single barrels and be a part of their sip sessions.
Nice.
And some of the bottles that I've showed you have come from those sip sessions. So yeah, pretty cool.
Well, that's what I like about Brad's channel too. It's different than the others. You have a lot that are just, let's taste it. But he actually introduced you to the people who are making it. And you get the real story behind it. So I think he's doing something that's special compared to a lot of them. Again, a lot of them do the tastings and stuff like that. But I actually, when I watch his channel, I get to actually see the people who are making it and let them talk about their passion for tequila. And it's, like I said, it's something different, which I'm glad you're doing. I appreciate it. It's a nice mix compared to the others.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
No, I mean that wholeheartedly. But
this is a lot of fun. So I love doing it. And sharing tequila is one of my favorite things. Man, nose to nose, from the Blanco to that Repo, there's like a big difference in the Blanco smell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little bit funky, a little bit citrusy, a little bit of minerality. You get the cooked agave, of course, to this. This is like caramel, vanilla. Like it really changes between the two. Knowing that it's the same tequila that's going into that barrel and the influence of the barrel and what it changes, it's really cool.
I say on the nose itself, I prefer the Blanco. I mean, like you, I'm a Blanco person. I like this is what it is, the purity of it and the taste that it's just, this is what it is. And there's no I don't say additives. There's no barrel flavor.
In barrel influence.
Yeah, it's the water, whatever kind of water they use, whether it's well water, rain water, it's the agave they use, how they age it, how they tear it down, the yeast they use. So it's the purest form. So, but again, at the same time, these two.
No, these are special.
Yeah, that's something else. That's next level.
These are good. These are special.
Yeah.
You know, this is deep well water in the high Arandas, in the Arandas area.
Beautiful area.
It's coming a roller mill for both. I believe a low pressure autoclave for both. And then, but the barrel influence, gives you this nice caramely vanilla sweetness, and you get a little funkiness, a little bit of, and you get a lot of agave. I get a little bit of, like, not as much, so you get cooked agave, but I also pick up like a fresh agave, like a non-cooked agave.
On the ripe repo? Agave.
No, on the blanco. On the blanco. This is all.
It's just, I think it's kind of hard to drink the repo after having these two repos. Because again, it's a next level.
Actually, looking back at the video thought process, this was stupid.
I've always liked their Blanco. Again, it's not an everyday drinker. It's when I'm in the mood, it'll call to me. It'll say, hey, have a momento. You'll do good. And then, like I said, now that I have this, okay, I'm going to have to get another bottle.
I'm excited to hear that. So your bottles speak to you as well?
Yeah, I'll open up my liquor cabinet and look at it. And it's like, okay, which one's calling to me today? Whether it's, you know, whether it's Mi Gente, where it's G4, or you have a Lalo, or just whatever it is, El Tequeño, or whatever. One of them just says, hey, try me. I'll have a pour usually once or twice a week. And then when I'm at work, I'm sitting there. The sad thing is I'm sitting there thinking, which bottle do I want? And there's usually one that's just yelling out to me, hey, you know, you want the Volans. The Volans just sounds real good now.
I'm wearing some Volans right now. There you go.
Or the G4 or the El Tesoro or the Tequila Ocho or even the Volcan. Just depends on, each one has its own flavor profile that just screams out to me. And I like whiskeys too, and I have a lot of friends. We're in Indiana, so it's whiskey country, and they have their whiskey profiles. I don't pick up the profiles in whiskey. I pick up the profiles in tequila.
Yep, I'm with you.
It's a passion that just, everything's different, and it's like you don't want to listen to the same song every day. There's certain days you're like, I need to go out of my car and just jam this one song, and that's how tequila is. You get home, and you look there, and there's just one that's saying, hey, today's your day.
Yep, and today I'm going to drink.
Open it up.
Mahinta Symphony.
Oh, absolutely.
Chug it out. That's really great. So thanks for bringing this.
Hey, I appreciate
you so much.
I appreciate you coming out here. This has been incredible, and I can't believe that I pulled out a bottle that's that good. To get to try that also. I've seen it on there, but I can't get my hands on a bottle of it. So to get to try that, it's been something else.
There's not much left. Yeah. I don't know how to find another bottle of that, but hopefully they make it again, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Definitely check out the other videos that we have. Like, subscribe, follow, all that crazy shit that I'm supposed
to say.
Tell
your friends about it too. I mean, get them away from that bad additive tequila. Just say, hey, let's check out the channel.
Come on over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get some good stuff.
Tequila from Indiana.
Cheers, everybody.
Thank you.
Cheers,
have a good one. Thanks for having me.